You're listening to Heroes in the Moment. What's up, heroes? I'm Michael.
And I'm Nathan.
And today, we're looking at the Deadpool and Wolverine trailer.
Let's go, baby!
Official trailer in theaters July 26th. Marvel's first red band trailer.
That's coming up quickly.
It's coming up very fast.
April is moving fast.
It is. So I'm so excited for this movie. But before we get into this review and breakdown of this trailer, discussing all that it has in store, we've got a couple announcements we wanted to shoot off to you guys. First off, we are introducing a new segment in our weekly recap video segments we're including, and it's going to be called Heroes Q&A. So this is an interactive segment with you guys, the audience, where you guys can go to our Instagram and load us some questions through our DMs or through comments to be answered. They will be answered 100%. If you comment, it will be answered in our weekly recap. So go comment your questions you have about weekly videos, your questions about anything in general.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to know,
you know, dating advice. We might not be professionals, but
we're not psychomologicalists, but
I've never heard of a psychomological.
We're not psychomologicists.
Psychomologicists.
We're none of that, but we can give our 2 cents, if you know what I'm saying.
I have 1 cent, you have 2 cents, and that makes
three cents.
If we each have 1 cent, then it'd be 2 cents.
See, we're not psychomologicalists. But we might could have some answers for you. So provide that. DMs, comments, email us any of your questions you may have.
And also, guys, if you want exclusive access to episodes, and that includes additional movie reviews that's outside of our general content, and then early access to all of our episodes, feel free to subscribe to our new membership, and that's called Heroes HQ.
Yes, absolutely.
So we got some fire content up on there.
We do. A lot of fun stuff. All right, so let's get into this trailer from the official. So Deadpool and Wolverine are obviously our most anticipated movie of this year, just because it's like the only big movie of this year, which is wild, besides, of course, Dune Part 2 came out.
Great, really.
It is. It's a refreshing sight because, you know, as the community has been talking and we've been talking lately, everyone has been watered down with superheroes and the fictionists and those types. Not even really. I mean, superheroes, yes, but also just Hollywood remakes and all of these different
things. A lot of mid movies.
A lot of stuff.
And people are showing, you know, through their, you know, box tickets that they want good, fresh, new movies.
Absolutely.
Good ideas.
Absolutely.
And I think this fits the bill for that.
It does. I agree. I mean, I think it's it being the only Marvel movie this year, and then X-Men 97 being the only real project in the show-wise business for this year in Marvel, I think it's a really good move. I mean, they have said before last year that they were going to focus more on quality as to quantity, which is proven.
Yeah.
And then as well as just showing us that they can go back and do what they used to be able to accomplish. So it's really cool to see that. And hopefully this movie, and I think it will be really good based off what people have saying from early first viewings and stuff like that. So we'll see with it. So let's get into the trailer. So it starts off, obviously, starts off with the first scene we ever saw Logan in the first place, him in a bar. I think it's fitting. It makes sense for his character.
Yeah, like now, right away they establish that he has not changed.
He has not changed. That. Or, I mean, we kind of talked a little bit beforehand, but to bring it in here, is this the Logan we know?
The real Logan.
Is it him from the Fox X-Men universe? As we know, he died in Logan. Spoiler, sorry.
Come on, 2017?
You should know by now. But he did die in Logan, but it was addressed that it would be all explained. So I think by what they've described, it will be the one from the Fox X-Men universe. But I don't know. Is it potentially could it be the one from the X-Men 97 brought in on action? Could it be Marvel Comics version? What do we think?
I mean, so if we're talking about Logan, it would have to be, you know, before that all happens, I assume, right?
Either before or he time jumps him and saves him or something.
Because, I mean, I got the impression from watching the trailer a little further on that he didn't know what was necessarily going on with all the Logan stuff. So potentially, you know, Deadpool is trying to save him because he thinks, you know, he's good for the universe. I think that's very, it's very likely. I'm not big on the X-Men 97 Wolverine. Just for a couple reasons. Like, number one, obviously in that show, that Wolverine isn't a huge character. You know, as they're doing it right, they're focusing more on that solid core, the X-Men. So, I do think it'd be way too early to have that show and then pull him into, you know, the first movie where Fox is bringing in their characters into now this, you know, Disney property. Right. So I think that would be an error on that part.
And this is supposed to be like the end game of the Fox X-Men universe. It's supposed to give it that closure, that ending. So yeah, it would make more sense for it to be the Wolverine we know instead of Hugh Jackman playing another version of that character. I'm just glad to get him back anyway. I mean, Hugh Jackman,
he looks
legend.
Good.
He looks good every scene.
He looks really good.
I just love him, and I'm so excited to have him back.
He looks, you know, he looks a lot older in Logan than he does.
Well, that
here.
Was purpose.
You know, obviously, you know, makeup and all that stuff, but he has. Oh man, he still looks good.
He does look good, and he's a beast in the gym.
He's a monster.
He's a monster.
He's a monster.
For sure. Shout out Hugh Jackman. So he's in this bar, and the bartender says, "You're not welcome here. You're not welcome anywhere," implying maybe this could have some relativeness of the mutant debacle with humans and humans not liking mutants like the X-Men 97 shows.
Either that or he got in a bar fight.
That's
very
possible.
What I was thinking when I heard
as well.
That
who knows what could happen there. But it's having he's like, just give me another drink. Like he's struggling. He's struggling to really go in this world. You can just tell, you can see like he's depressed about something. Yeah. Like he's very sad. I don't know if it's still going back to the whole Jean debacle or what happened here. It was revealed later that maybe he's in a paradox and his universe was destroyed through him.
Yeah.
It's just, there's some sense of something that he's done wrong.
He's going through a tough time.
Or he's going through something difficult.
Little does he know, he has Ryan Reynolds on the way to cheer him up.
He does. And of course, Deadpool's first line to Logan is, "Hi, Peanut." Because it's just, what else would he say?
Yeah.
But by this scene, it looks like that Wolverine's never met Deadpool before.
Okay.
So that's an interesting thing as well.
So if that was the case,
is it him?
What was the one terrible movie where he had his mouth shut?
X-Men Origins Wolverine.
There's no way he would recognize him from that.
Remember,
he didn't have the suit on his face.
Remember,
was stitched
in
up.
Deadpool 2, in the end, he time traveled back and killed that version of him,
of
Deadpool. So it's like, well, he should remember that.
That's true. I forgot about that.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he just didn't get a good look at him yet. I don't know yet. But he says, "Hi, Peanut. I'm going to need you to come with me right now." And of course, he's like, "Oh, look, lady, I'm not interested." And it's just the whole like, "Oh, I'm not interested." And he's like, "No, it's not an option." He's like, and then we get that Red Band trailer version of, you know, some dark words, Disney, finally, and blood a little later on in the trailer as well.
And I think it worked well. You know, clearly they're trying to establish, you know, this is not a PG-13. This is no longer Disney-fied. You know, this is Deadpool at his best.
This is Deadpool.
And I think it will work out really well for them.
I do as well. And then we get Wolverine trying to pull out his claws, and he can't do it all the way.
Yeah.
And then he makes a very vulgar joke. But anyway,
just going to show that, you know, he probably hasn't done this in years.
No.
You know?
He's either that or he's got like a mental block. Once again, we've seen that before.
Yeah.
To where he's not in the same, he's not in his prime here.
Yeah.
Which is clearly shown. So we get that, and he's trying to recruit him for this mission or whatever else he's trying to do. And then we get one really cool shot I have to point out is when Deadpool points the gun at Logan, and then Logan just leans his head and it smiles. I think that's just an incredible shot to show, like, you know, and he knows it's not going to do anything to him if he tries. So I thought that was really
cool.
That
was a really cool shot.
I love that shot.
Yeah.
We got the yellow and red Marvel Studios logo, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get the shot of their standoff, which looks really awesome. I think that scene's going to be a fan favorite for years to come.
When they're fighting out in the desert, right?
When they're fighting out there with the 20th Century Fox logo in the background, and he's in his full-on yellow suit. No cow yet. There's no cow.
Yeah.
I think we'll get that. I think they're saving it for the movie, which is a good move. Good decision not to see him in his full suit. They did reveal something else about the suit fans were asking about later in the trailer, which is really cool. We'll mention in a minute, but they go off and start showing like they're gonna fight, and that again is just gonna be one of the best scenes of the movie. I'm already saying about anyway. So he's talking about how he's showing the back to the birthday party that I had, and he's talking to Logan. He's like, "Listen, I'm about to lose everything I had. I don't want to lose this," and all this stuff, and his world is going to crap. And then he's talking to Logan saying that yours did the same, and it's because of you and all of these different things. And then he looks at him with pure anger. Hugh Jackman's Logan does.
I wonder which instance he's referring to about him saving his world.
I mean, he saved his world. I don't know if he's talking about like Days of Future Past. I don't know if he's talking about Last Stand. I don't know.
I mean, I was thinking about when he killed Jean Grey.
That's what I was thinking, Last Stand. That's what I was thinking potentially, because that's what kind of ruined him. But then again, you have Days of Future Past. You have, I mean, we don't know which version of this character this is we're getting, and what they're going to reveal in this story. And then we get to the TVA, and we got Wolverine. He looks like he's downed in the TVA for whatever reason, and saying that this Wolverine, he said this. So that's a key term, meaning we may get multiple in this movie.
Okay.
anyway, and it said he let his entire world down, and talking about some type of paradox that he did. So I'm just curious, like, what did Wolverine do? And I'm also thinking, like, is this, could it potentially be like a reference to maybe a different universe, like House of M storyline?
Yeah.
To where he let his world down when Wanda, you know, destroyed all the mutants, or what happened there, and then he escaped and created this paradox? Or could it be talking about, yes, it's this Logan who did something Days of Future Past that he shouldn't have done, that goes into the TVA? I don't know.
I'm not sure. I'm confused as to why Deadpool is trying to recruit him, because he seems convinced that he's a savior, whereas apparently he's done nothing but bad recently. So
I think a big thing with Deadpool is how much he admires Logan.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's a clear theme throughout the first two movies, is he mentions Wolverine and Logan all the time, how much he loves him.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big reason. He's like, I've always wanted to work with this dude, and this is the best guy for the job for me.
So do you think, like, he's just intentionally trying to pick up his spirits?
I do.
And get him into like a winning situation.
Knowing the character of Deadpool, I do. I feel like he just loves Logan, the character, so much. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to see him down.
Yeah.
And he just kind of pulled him in.
That would work. I can see that for sure.
And he just, like, it's almost like Deadpool is being selfish, as always, but being selfish in the sense of him wanting to bring Wolverine in, even though he's probably the worst choice and candidate for this particular job. Which is just kind of an interesting dynamic between the two of these characters we're getting.
Like I said, Michael, I don't have many good theories as to what could have happened, but I don't know how much they're going to go into it. I mean, because if you, like you said, if it's the House of M situation, like, you don't have that much time in the movie to hit all this backstory and, you know, and show all your cameos. That, I mean, I would love to see that, but, you know, that would be a lot of fleshing out to do.
It sounds like more like a build-up. You know? And then if Scarlet Witch was to get her own movie, and then that be the plot of that in the future. But who knows? Who knows what they'll do and what the story will be? And then we get Wolverine with his claws fighting Deadpool. Awesome scene. That's going to be a great sequence. Man. We got a lot of blood and cool different scenes where they
Why are they even fighting if they can't kill each other?
You know, because it's going to be awesome. That's why. That's the best answer is because,
you know,
if honestly, though, like, it's probably with knowledge that they can't kill each other.
Yeah.
And they can still feel pain.
They just take out a lot of anger on
each
other. Exactly.
Yeah. They can still feel pain and they still feel it. So them doing that, they're like, I just got to throw everything out. And so that's just going to be an awesome fight. I hope it's longer than a 2-minute segment.
Would Wolverine die if you cut off his head?
Would Wolverine die?
Yeah. Because I know, you know, he can heal fast and regrow parts of his body, but I've never, you know, I've always wondered about that.
I would say yes. Yeah. But Deadpool, no. He would survive.
You got to throw him into the sun to kill every one of his cells.
You do. But Wolverine, I think The only Wolverine died once in the comics. Then, of course, he returned because nobody ever dies in the comics. But he died once, and that was through animantium surrounding his entire body to where he just couldn't move and breathe, and he died that way. But that's the only way he's ever died.
Legend.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
Anyway. And then he's again, Wolverine and Deadpool are talking. This seems later in the movie after he's kind of convinced him to help, and they're talking, and then he's like, or should we wait for third act flashback, talking about like his struggles? And then of course Logan's like, screw you.
Yeah.
It's just great. The chemistry is just so amazing between the two of them. And that's what this trailer kind of is showing, is showcasing their, you know, how they're going to be working together to save the multiverse in some capacity. We don't exactly know what they're saving.
Yeah, we still know. I do like that from the trailer that we don't have really a clue of what's going on.
A lot of Marvel trailers as of recently have been, you know, risky and showing us too much.
Here's a villain. Here's a conflict. Here's a good guys. Here's the interactions. Here's a scene from their final battle.
And then you could easily predict what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Here, though, I feel most of it is just shown from the first two acts, if that, and they're not showing everything, which I think that's great. It doesn't seem like they're showing
something. I don't want to see anything more.
I agree. All right, then we get Wolverine in his sleeveless look, and he looks incredible like that. We just got to get the cowl on him, and it'll be perfect. And I just can't wait for that. And that scene looks like that might be a third act scene when they're all together, getting ready to face off against maybe Cassandra Nova or somebody of that nature.
Yeah.
But I don't know. And then Wolverine throws
the
line.
The bald lady?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the Charles Xavier's twin sister.
Got you.
Is the villain of this movie. So, and then he says, "Trust me, kid, I'm no hero," Wolverine talking. So again, it's just really playing on that fact that he's made mistakes. He's done some problems, had some issues. But I wonder who he's talking to when he delivers that line. Is he talking to Deadpool? He's talking to
X-23.
I think that's also probably true.
That'd be so cool.
Because Daphne Keen, I want to say that's right.
I heard she was coming back.
I heard she's coming back and she's going to get a suit as well.
No way.
And I think that would be cool.
Yeah.
To see
she got
her.
Them claws off her toes.
She does. She beast.
Oh.
I love Logan,
I recently rewatched that one of those opening scenes from Logan. Oh my goodness, man.
Such a good movie.
Those choreographed fight scenes, man, were something else.
Logan is just it's so good, man.
It's good,
man. It's such a good movie. All right, so then we get them. Wade Wilson goes, "You were an X-Man. You were the X-Man," and I couldn't agree more. He is the X-Man.
Yeah.
Because where would X-Men be without Wolverine?
Facts. And they didn't even, you know, mean for him to become an X-Man, right?
No. Well, his whole purpose was he was created to kill the Hulk.
Yeah.
That was his purpose in the comics, and they didn't realize how popular this guy would be.
Yeah.
In fact, he was probably the most popular outside of Spider-Man character in the early 2000s, 90s era of Marvel. And I'm glad they're bringing him back because he's one of my all-time favorites. He's probably my third favorite character in all of superheroes. So it's really cool to see him back.
Flash and Iron Man,
then Wolverine, I think, is number three, I would say. All right, so then we get this cool scene of blood and gore where he's cutting off limbs, and I'm like, yes, Disney.
Come on now.
And then we get our first glimpse of Cassandra Nova walking down the stairs. What do you think about this villain? She's giving me Ancient One vibes. I don't know. Are you feeling that?
I was feeling that too.
Very much Ancient One vibes, but I'm also like, I hope they don't make her comedic. Mm. I really don't. But at the same time, it's Deadpool, so I'm also maybe. But I'm curious. What do you think about this villain?
Is she completely evil in the comics?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't think there's any chance that they might try to make her have understandable intentions?
I don't think so. I think she's going to be plurality of evil for this particular.
I guess it would have to make sense. You know, if you're fighting Deadpool, you have to be pretty bad to make him look good.
Right.
You know, it's not like you have a morally ambiguous villain fighting Deadpool, because it'd just be two Deadpools fighting each other.
Right.
Man, I have no idea what her motives are, to be honest with you.
Which is good. We don't know who she is, really. They don't reveal necessarily. Even the closed captions don't even have her name on it yet.
Hmm.
So it's curious to see how they're going to do it. But she looks intimidating. She looks cool. I mean, this one scene opens and shows, she says, "Boys are so silly." And she's holding a cup of tea watching. So I'm also curious.
Why would they include that line?
I don't know. That's just kind of her character. She's got that British accent. Yeah. She's definitely gives Charles Xavier vibes. I think what it looks like is she's watching them or something. Like she's maybe using her mind powers or telepathy to watch them. And talking about how they're silly, maybe the fact that they're fighting or something altogether like that. And then we get... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was about to say something really cliche. Maybe she's trying to destroy the universe and they're trying to save it. What if it's the other way around? What if she's the one who recognizes that having them two together is a bad thing and it might...
That would end be up in creative
some,
idea.
Well, you see, like, that way, you know, like I said, she's still evil, but she's the only one with common sense to realize, hey, I don't know if, you know, this whole merger between these two franchises should be happening.
Could be. That's an interesting detail.
Maybe.
I don't know. We'll see. All right, and then we get this cool shot of Ant-Man, Giant-Man's helmet that opens up into either this lair or this club or this. It's got a skeleton underneath it. So I'm wondering, like, is that Scott Lang in a different universe's head?
Different.
Like when he grew and died?
No, you gotta like question, like, if he was that big when he died,
his skeleton would be that big.
Who beat him?
Yeah.
And where's the other bones, you know?
Yeah.
Ultimately, that's a huge flex, having his helmet as like the entrance as your door. I don't know. What if it's just Nova, you know, and they don't really talk about it?
Could be. I don't know, but it's a cool little detail there we get. We know that this is MCU now.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Then we get this cool looking car thing. I don't know really what this scene
is.
I
don't either,
but,
man.
Like, I want this car, question mark.
question, where can I buy it?
Where can I buy it, and how can I get it for less than $20?
What do I have to do?
Then we get a big slow motion action sequence, as Deadpool says in the trailer, and he's holding Deadpool dog, or dead dog, or... Dogpool?
Yeah, what's his name?
Dogpool sounds
right. Is it Dogpool?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
But I love Dogpool. If that's true, he's licking Deadpool's face, and yeah. I love Dogpool.
He's a good boy.
He's a really good boy.
Very good boy.
Very good boy.
I wonder if he has the same powers. He just doesn't die. He's in every movie. Dude,
they cut a dog's head off and it grows back.
Oh, man, that would be crazy.
I won't like it.
I'd be terrified. It'd just be a puppy head and a tiny body.
Oh, gosh.
That's scary, man.
So then we get Wolverine coming face to face with Cassandra Nova and her using her telekinesis to move his body, move his limbs around like Jean Grey. Sick. So cool.
That was cool. That was really cool.
And then we get my favorite shot of the trailer, to where you have Deadpool and his swords, the Wolverine right next to him with his claws, and they're like running out. So cool.
Mm.
Looks amazing. And then it ends with them saying the same line, let's blank go.
Yeah.
And they both say it, which was cool. And then they both jump into a Doctor Strange multiverse looking portal.
Yeah.
So that's super cool.
I wonder where that's going. That's
going to
a
different
universe. Second act, maybe.
Yeah, it looks like end of second act.
Yeah.
Kind of vibe is what I'm glancing at. It looks like their first confrontation with Cassandra Nova, mm-hmm. and they're like, we got to get out of here. So they jump into a different universe, is what it kind of looks like.
So you're saying Cassandra Nova is in the main MCU timeline? Or?
No, I don't think she is. I think she's in that weird zone that's kind of in between universes. So they jump through the portal, and that ends the trailer.
Maybe they jump through to the main timeline.
Could be.
You know?
Could be. And we'll see. I mean, I'm just so curious. How are they going to do this? How are they going to explain it? Is Deadpool going to end up staying in the MCU? I think he will. Is how are they going to explain all this? And they've got a lot of explained to you. But at the same time, I'm glad that they do. That way, I don't go in the movie knowing so much.
I know.
It's cool to have it all revealed to me as I'm watching.
I know, man. I definitely do not want to see the entire conflict and you know.
No, absolutely not.
And the villain. So I'm excited to see. I do think there'll be a lot of twists with this movie. You know, like my theory of, you know, maybe they're the ones ruining it. But who knows? I'm excited to see it.
I'm very excited too. And again, July, that's just a couple months away.
That's so soon. Yes, yeah, almost May.
We'll be doing it. And it's like our only movie review between now and then.
So go check it out when it drops.
I'm super excited for it. So we'll see.
All right, guys. Thank y'all for listening to this episode. We really appreciate it. And if y'all liked it, please let us know by giving us 5-star review and a download. We have a new segment up, and it's at the end of our weekly news, and that's called Here's Q&A, which Michael already alluded to. Just shoot us a question in our DMs or our Instagram comments, and we'll answer them at the end of our weekly episodes. And then also, if you want exclusive access to episodes, which includes movie reviews, early access to all of our episodes, feel free to subscribe to our membership, Heroes HQ. Then lastly, if you want to stay up to date with all of our new episodes and announcements, check out our Instagram at Heroes in the Moment.
And we just want to thank y'all for listening, and as always, we love you 3000.